Hi, God bless you and thank you very much for tuning in. Dear friends, today I'm going to talk about chapter number 6 of marketing principles subject, and that is pricing. The next P of marketing mix. In the previous chapter, we looked at the first P, which is product, and in this we are looking at the second P, which is pricing. Let me tell you, pricing can make or break a product. See, look at it. If you price a product very high, consumer feels probably this is something good. It's of quality. But maybe, oh, not for me, high price. When you price the product low, people doubt about the quality of the product. And yet, maybe people don't buy. So my question to you is, when do people buy? When I say people, I say few people or many people don't buy when the price is high, and many people don't buy when the price is low. When do people buy? The answer is that people buy when the price is right. The people buy when they think and they feel that the price is right. And therefore, I said this earlier and I'm repeating this, that price can make or break a product, a brand, a company, or organization. Which means it's very important for marketing department to find out what is the right price. Now that is what we are going to do in this chapter as to what is price and what are we going to learn. We will understand the meaning and importance of price. We'll understand the various kind of pricing objectives that a company has. We will understand market price and base price. We'll understand the various factors which influences pricing decision of an organization. We'll understand pricing strategies, pricing policies, procedures of how we do pricing, and any discount and allowances that we give as an organization to the consumer or to the trade. Now let us look at one by one. What is price, or what is the meaning of price? Friend, price is a cost. I'm repeating, price is a cost that has to be incurred by the buyer to acquire a product or a service. If you have gone ahead and bought a cell phone and paid 20,000 rupees, that is a cost that you have paid, right, to acquire that product or service. You know, economics defines price as an exchange value of a product or service, and it is always expressed in terms of money. What is expressed as? In terms of money. Paisa, right? And to the buyer, it is also a package of expectation and satisfaction that he will have, because as we have seen in the previous chapter, that people, when they buy the product and they satisfy their needs, the wants, the demands and desires, they are happy and they come back to you again. However, to the seller, price is also a source of revenue, or is a source of revenue, and is a main determinant of profit. Is it not? You have given 20,000 rupees for the cell phone. Suppose you have bought it from Samsung, and that particular, to the seller, which is Samsung, you know that 20,000 rupees that he's got is a source of revenue and also has got profit embedded. Could be 2,000, could be 5,000, could be 7,000. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. Dear friend, therefore, when it comes to, and we talk about a money economy, without prices, there cannot be marketing. Without prices, there cannot be marketing. You know, I asked someone, see, I manufacture a product at 10 rupees and sell it at 8 rupees. Now I have sold it. Now you say, sir, this is marketing. But my question is that good marketing? Is that good marketing? But I make a product at 10 rupees, manufacture the product at 10 rupees, the cost to manufacture that product and all costs inclusive is 10 rupees, I sell it at 12 rupees, I did good marketing, I got a 20% profit. Dear friends, without price and without the right price and without profit, I feel there cannot be good marketing. This is my personal opinion. Only when a buyer and seller agree on a price, we can have an exchange of goods. If you don't agree on that 20,000 rupees of that particular model of Samsung, will you buy? The answer is no. If you don't buy, will you give him the money? The answer is no. If you don't give him the money, the manufacturer, will he get revenue? The answer is no. Will he get profit? The answer is no, no, and no. Is it not? So therefore, let us understand that pricing decision influences the following marketing variables. And what are those? When you buy more, you get sales volume. In sales volume, we get money, so we get profit margin. We understand the rate of return on investments that we require. We understand the advertising and the sales promotion we need to do and what is the cost of that to us. We are looking at what is the brand image that we want to portray, and we look at what are the new product developments that we can do, which we looked at in the last chapter. Dear friends, if you look at this particular slide, you will see what are the marketing strategies that we have. Product, price, place, promotion. So on one hand, okay, to my left, okay, I have product, price, place. I mean, to my right, we have product distribution, advertising, personal selling, sales promotion. These are the various marketing strategies that we use, and therefore we have a price strategy. And when we sell, we get revenues because you buy. So if you look at, we have to have a price revenue relationship, and we have to have a cost price relationship. Cost is the total amount of money that we spend to make a product, promote a product, right? To probably for sales promotion, or every cost that we incur at the final place. Then we add our margin, and then we possibly get to the price. Dear friends, therefore, the place of price in a marketing strategy is very, very important. I have already told you so. You know, all other elements, including price. You see, why is price so important? Because if you look at the marketing mix, product, price, space, promotion, everywhere you will see that you have to incur money to make the product. Product, you have to incur money. Promotion, you have to spend money. You know, distribution, you have to spend money and give it to the distributors who are there in the value chain. But price is the only P which gets in the moolah, And therefore, dear, let us understand all other elements in the marketing mix except price are revenue. You know, price is so important, boss. This is the only thing which gets in the money. And once it gets in the money, then we can do everything. If the money doesn't come, nothing happens. They influence price. And these, the other product price, product place and promotion influence price and are also influenced by price. Which means if you have a high price product, if I have a high price, the product quality is good. You have probably put a lot of other ingredients in the product and probably have made a product which is one plus, maybe technologically advanced, maybe great packaging, maybe great branding. We have seen all that in the last chapter. Dear friends, therefore we say we have two relationships. One is cost price. I've already talked to you. Cost price relationship. And another is price revenue relationship. What is that? Cost, sab kuch banane mein 200 rupiya laga, 50 rupiya mera profit, 250 mein becha. Cost price relationship. Price 250 rupiya, becha 10 unit, 250 into 10, 2500 is the revenue. So cost price relationship and price revenue relationship. Price and other marketing mix variables are complementary factors, therefore, as we have seen there, they complement one another. Achha product hoga, great promotion hoga, premium promotion hoga, great distribution hai, beautiful, you know, is going, obviously price is going to be high. So it has got a price. All non-price factors of marketing mix are cost factors. Product is a cost. Distribution is a cost. Promotion is a cost, and therefore these are factors which involves expenditure and is an outflow of funds. I've already talked about. Price is the only marketing variable which determines inflow of funds, which determines revenue, which determines income. Thus, price has such a unique role to play beyond the area of marketing policy. I get so excited when I talk about price. You know, one of my strengths is to price my products well and is to give strategic consultancy on pricing. It's very, very, I get very charged. What are the pricing objectives that the company has? It could be three major objectives. One could be profit centered, two could be sales oriented, and three could be status quo. Let us understand this. One is profit-centered. Let's look at the first one. Profit-centered mein, we have two kinds of objective as an organization. One, maximization of profit. What does this mean? Jo milta hai, jitna milta hai, le lo. Maximization of profit. Whatever we get, 200%, 300%, 500%, take it. Second profit-centered objective is target return on investment. What does this mean? This simply means target return means I want a 30% return on my investment. If my investment, let's say to manufacture the product is 100 rupees, I say, dear, I want 130 rupees. I want a 30% boss. So in profit-centered pricing, maximization of profits and target return on investments. Look at sales-oriented pricing. That's the second objective which companies do have. One, what is sales-oriented? I want just growth of sales. Sales hota rahe. Revenue aata rahe. Sales hota rahe. Let's look at market share. And we are looking at just increasing. We want to be the market leader in our particular field. And my product or my brand has to be the leader in the market. So I want more market growth. So what I'll do is I'll discount. I'll give higher, lower rate. I'll see that I penetrate the market and get and grab lot of market share. The third is, I'm the leader in the market, got a market share, I just maintain my market share. I don't want to slip down, I don't possibly want to grow now, but I want to see that at least if I have got a 53% market, I need to be at that level and I will maintain my market share, is what we call as sales-oriented pricing objective. The third objective is status quo. What is status quo? लफड़ा करने का जरूरत नहीं है. टू थिंग्स हियर. वन, अवॉइडिंग और मीटिंग कॉम्पिटिशन. I am not looking at what competition is doing. I will do what I want to do. I will see and work along. Another is, I don't have any competition with anyone. I don't get into price competition with my competitor. So these are typical pricing objectives. Some companies could use one of them in probably one product category, depending again on the product life cycle, or some companies can have something else. This is what they normally do. So price, therefore, is a measure of value. You know, economic theory of price has a very few simple assumptions regarding the products, services, and the consumer buyer behavior. They say that we as a marketeer needs to understand my consumer taste, my consumer preferences, and we need to understand that this is not going to be the same always, this is going to change. And hence in practice, the classical price theory says, I'm not teaching economics to you, but I'm just giving you a little of that, and the classical price theory actually says that price determines the value, the value of the product. And that's what the price determines. What's the value? Now, you know, in marketing, we use this jargon. When you say, buy this at this price, it is value for money. Have you heard this word? At this price, it is value for money. So we talk about price. Two, price is most handily available and is a great indicator of the product quality. We say, sir, Mercedes BMW 25, 35 lakhs, sir. You see, what happens is, it's basically an indicator of product quality and the value for many customers. Buyer believe in implicit subjective processes. You know what does that mean? You get what you pay for. If it costs more, it must be better. I mean that's a thinking, right? Gaadi gaadi hai. Right? You have a 2 lakh, 3 lakhs car also, and you have a 30 lakhs car also, and you have a BMW of 80 lakhs also. Right? And you have a Rolls Royce also, you know. But understand, dear, it's a value. Very important value. You know, another point that I thought of making when you talk about price is a measure of value is, marketeers are bound to exploit the buyer's emotion, the preferences and the habits. For an example, a rich guy, right, he probably will look at cars, BMW, Audi, Mercedes, you know. Price quality relationship applies therefore to products whose quality is difficult to judge and whose brands vary widely in quality. Look at it, sir. Jewelry, clothing, alcoholic beverages, etc., etc., etc. Another point which I want you to know when you talk about value is, there is something called as price lining. And what is price lining? Price lining is a physiological dimension of price accounting. For a common marketing practice, I'll give an example. Let's say a reasonable 18-inch LCD TV, I'm not talking about LED, LCD TV today is priced anywhere with a lower brand of a Chinese product of maybe 8,000 to, let's say, in a price band of, let's say, 15,000. Let's say, then I'm just giving an approximate thing, you know. Now, only a handful of buyers will be there who would seriously consider buying a LCD TV set of 18 inches, which is costing more than 16,000-17,000 rupees. And they will be skeptical to buy a TV set costing less than maybe 4,000-5,000 rupees, because they will think and generate doubt, suspicion will come in. Because people are used to a particular price lining in a product category. For an example, if you look at a Bisleri bottle of 500 ml, it's 10 rupee. Now tomorrow, and you have all kind of bottles and everybody is giving it 10 rupee. Now tomorrow you have a brand who gives you 500 ml bottle and says 4 rupee, you will doubt whether you want to buy it or that. Same way, if you have a 500 ml bottle and the same way looking and the same thing and say, sir, it is at 18 rupees, will you buy? The answer is no. You will not buy when it is 18 rupees, you will not buy when it is 4 rupees, you will buy, you know, 10 rupees. You don't know whether that price and what is the cost of the product, but you feel as a consumer that this price is the right price because you are psychologically used to it, dear. And therefore, that is a base price. A base price acts therefore as a reference price. It's a price which actual prices can be determined by adding extras, deducting discounts, and therefore, what are the factors which affect the base price level? How many of them? One. The base and the price could be looked at. What is the market share objective that the organization has? Is there unique product features that they have? What is the product cost that they have? Right? What is the price contours the competitors are doing in that market? What is the company's reputation in that market? What is the brand reputation in that market? So you could probably have various factors determining the price level. So base price level, at one extreme top, when you price it very high, there is a price at which there is no demand at all. And dear, at an extreme lower price bottom, there is a price which is too low and which no amount of demand, if there is also, will not yield enough revenue to even cover your cost. Now what do? You have a very high price, no demand. You have a low price, if there is a demand also, let's say people say, nahin lete hain. As a marketeer, you will not get any profit. Is there any price? So therefore, people use skimming pricing strategy. What is skimming price? Top layer price. You skim the cream out of the milk, top layer. Is rather high in the range of possible. A new product enters the market sometime with a high price if, very important, it is not Me Too. If it has got more advantages, more technological advantage, better product, you know, one plus on what is happening. Yes, dear, it's going to work. And therefore, introduction stage, the demand may be more inelastic in nature. Why? What is inelastic? Your price and your quantity may not have a, you know, inelastic demand in economics you have studied. Too high price can be lowered more easily subsequently. You had and then you probably come lower. I'll talk to you after this. Price level, which is I'm talking about basic price level, and I'm some commenting on this, and I'm putting some points for you to ponder. A low price can be deliberately fixed to penetrate the market easily. What Reliance did with their, when they came out first with their iPhone, when they came out first with the cellular services a few years back. Look at now what they are doing, Jio free service, penetrate the market, penetrate, not even low price, free sub. So what are you doing? Penetrating the market. Sales growth potential, it provides maximum product exposure. What are you doing? People are getting free, so people are using. Product exposure is there. Under usual circumstances, marketeer selects the base price somewhere, therefore, between a skimming price, which is a top level price, and a penetration price, could be very low price for each product line. So they probably come to some figure in between and say this could be a baseline, a realistically right price. Are you understanding? Very simple and very exciting there, is it not? If you have unique product features, you have one plus, you know, rising cost or a company reputation is very good. Quality of services and quality of your product and brand is very good. It will influence the basic price, obviously, in an upward direction, because you will price higher because people like your product, people like your company, you have great reputation, great brand, and therefore you could price it higher if you have unique product features, sir. And therefore, a unique product offered by a reputed, respected company can have a high price, and buyers may be prepared to buy it because they feel you are quality, because they feel you have the reputation, because they feel that you are good, right? And therefore, if you look at rich, any kind of luxury products, high price product, people take it. I give an example here of Vimal Fabrics of Reliance Industry, adapted a premium price to the fashion conscious upper middle class of urban India, and buyers welcomed the premium quality fabric and bought it and paid a higher price for that. Is it not? Reliance, Vimal, you know, only Vimal, you know, it's a famous case study, you know. Look at it from the other side. Objective of large market share, I want to have large market share. Government price control. In certain product categories, government has some price control. Petrol, diesel, you know. Essential commodities, government has some price controls. Food and drug, you know. Drugs, you know, I'm talking, when I talk about drugs, I mean medicines, you know. It's on DPCO, drug price control order. Certain essential drugs for life saving are controlled by the government on the price. You can't sell it at high price. Now these probably controls, compels the marketeer to fix the base price depending on certain rules and regulations. Those are also there, so we should not forget that.